Have you found solace in nature during these troubled times, I wonder? Or have you perhaps been consoling yourselves with other pursuits? Music, for instance. David Clayton has been looking at a music career which has lasted more than 50 years. The musician in question is Roger James, and here is David to tell you about Roger's life in music.
I have a vivid, if not embarrassing, memory of my days as a mobile disco DJ. We were supporting a band called Crow around several East Anglian venues in 1972, and a crowd had piled into Wells Town Hall. A nice enough venue, but with a stage built of trestle tables. Fine for the band, who were brilliant and very loud, lousy for me, as any movement on the makeshift platform bounced the needles out of the record grooves. Thank goodness they'd really come to see the band, because I was hopeless. No sooner had a record started than it bounced straight to the end. Crow's frontman then was Roger James, who remarkably is still fronting a band to this day. Over the years, he's never compromised his love of loud, crowd-pleasing rock and blues. The band he fronts now is called Buster James, and in his early 70s, Roger shows no signs of giving up. A decade before I worked with him, he was playing with a group called the Good Goods in Gloucestershire, where he was born. "I started singing with them when I was 16, he recalls, and they must have been good. We had a chance to tour with Chuck Berry when I was 17. Roger remembers they rehearsed a lot, and despite not turning fully professional, they travelled all over the country, fitting in gigs between work. "We did the Marquee Club in London and even came to the Orford Cellar in Norwich to play." Roger laughs now as he tells me that appearing the week before was Jimi Hendrix. The week after, Cream. I think back, did we really do that? Life rolled on and he got married. His work took him to Lowestoft, where he looked to settle down. "That's it, I'm married now," he said to himself. But before long, some lads who'd formed a band were rehearsing in the Lowestoft Youth Club and had heard about the vocalist from Gloucestershire. They invited him to sing. "I told them I'm happy to give this a go if we do it properly." Give it a proper go they did. I remember them filling Pine Banks, the Norwich Union Social Club in Thorpe, in the early 70s. They were raucous, loud and proud, with Roger strutting his stuff at the front of the stage. They were still semi-pro, fitting in a normal working life around their burgeoning bookings diary. They were spotted by Chris Andrews, a record producer who'd had hits himself in the early 60s with songs like Yesterday Man. He'd also had a major hand in Sandy Shaw's career. "He saw us at the Marquee Club in London," Roger recalls. "He wanted to get us in the studio to record some tracks. He had another band he was interested in, but it was us he wanted to promote first." Just at that moment, Crow's guitarist had second thoughts. While he loved the band and what they were doing, he didn't like the wider music business. That was that. They couldn't go ahead. "I've still got the contract from Chris Andrews," Roger says. He also tells me the other band Andrews was interested in took their studio time instead. It was Queen. Inevitably, you end up speculating on what might have happened to Crow when you reflect on Queen's remarkable career. Roger regrouped with a different lineup. Off they went, gigging around the country. They had some memorable nights too. "We got four encores supporting Susie Quattro in Sunderland," Roger recalls. On another night, they supported Mungo Jerry, after which Ray Dorset, who sang and wrote the memorable hit In the Summertime, poached some of Roger's musicians. They started again and Buster James was born. The band set about producing an album and signed a contract. "We recorded in what was to become the Stock, Aitken and Waterman studio," Roger laughs as he recalls. "Matt Aitken was the junior recording engineer for us back then." In the end, that didn't work out, but Buster James has produced albums anyway. The band has a strong following to this day and there's no sign of it waning. However, Roger chooses the gigs carefully. The future remains a tad unpredictable for everyone. But they've 3 festivals lined up next year across East Anglia. It's crazy, isn't it? I love playing, he says. Roger says he doesn't really know how, but he's kept his voice, although admits his vocal range isn't as wide as it once was. I wondered how long he'd want to keep going. He tells me he's made a pact with Diane, his wife, which goes something like, "If you think people are laughing at me, tell me." While he was telling me this over the phone, I could hear Di laughing in the background, probably nervous at the responsibility. With more than 50 years of stagecraft, there's absolutely no shame in belting out rock songs in your 70s. Just ask Francis Rossi, or Mick Jagger, or Paul McCartney. Rock on, Roger.
Thank you, David. Well, one thing I've learnt from Let's Talk over the years is how many musicians and actors have incredibly long careers. I wonder what it is that keeps them going.